With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At a campaign rally in Philadelphia yesterday, former President Donald Trump again said the flood of migrants into the U.S. is costing black Americans their jobs.
Joe Biden's open border has also been a disaster for our great African-American and Hispanic-American population. So what's happening when millions of people flow over? The people that are most hurt are, number one, the African-Americans in this country. Number two, the Hispanic. Have they taken your job yet, sirs? They better not.
While much of the country deals with heat, flooding is affecting some of the plain states.
Counties in Iowa and South Dakota declaring disasters after major flooding. Rock Valley, Iowa evacuated most of the population, with some climbing onto roofs to get out, says Mayor Kevin Van Otterloo.
We had the high-speed boats here, and they could fight the current, and we did get everybody off their roofs.
He says cars are flooded, up to 500 homes severely damaged.
It's going to be a huge undertaking. It's going to be months and months before we're through this.
Iowa's governor declaring a state of emergency for Sioux County. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem also declaring an emergency for the southeastern part of the state, warning residents to stay vigilant. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the open southern border results in the death of a Texas girl.
The two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl are both illegal immigrants. According to ICE, both men are from Venezuela and were living in Houston illegally. Police say they strangled a 12-year-old girl who was found dead in a creek on Thursday. The men are both in jail on a $1 million bond.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens reporting. Utah's upcoming Republican primary determines whether voters want another moderate conservative like retiring Senator Mitt Romney, or a farther-right candidate who is more willing to fall in line with Donald Trump. This is SRN News. The Biden administration seeks to jail a Texas doctor, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Ethan Haim, a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, leaked information to journalist Christopher Rufo that sex change operations were being carried out there on children, even after officials said they had stopped. The Justice Department says Dr. Haim violated privacy laws and has now unsealed an indictment that could land him in jail for up to 10 years. Critics say the charges are designed to intimidate whistleblowers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a state appeals court. A panel of mid-level appellate judges had overturned an order decision by an upstate judge to strike the proposed Equal Rights Amendment from the ballot over procedural error. The New York Constitution currently bans discrimination based on race, color, creed, or religion. This is SRN News. We often hear of product recalls, and now there's one on your favorite coffee mug.
Some 580,000 glass mugs are being recalled across the U.S. after dozens of burn and laceration injuries were reported by consumers. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the now recalled Joy Jolt branded Declan single wall glass coffee mugs can crack or break when filled with hot liquids. Consumers in possession of these recalled mugs are urged to immediately stop using them and contact New York-based MM Products for a full refund. John Scott reporting.
It is hot and getting hotter for workers and everyone else outdoors as the first significant heat wave of the year makes its way eastward across the country. What's more, the heat will move in and sit. Excessive humidity will make it feel even more oppressive, and that's dangerous. Emergency medical services across the nation already deployed for heat-related emergencies more than 2,400 times this month, according to a government data tracker. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.